in speaking on this such occasion in the presence of such an eminent person, I must confess that I have that difficulty. He is the greatest living authority on the school of Imam Abu Hanifa living today in the world. The Grand Mufti of Turkey and Cyprus, and in the field of tasawwuf, as a man of taqwa and piety, he is the Grand Sheikh of the Naqshbandi and head of the Naqshbandi Sufi order throughout the world. We are therefore very fortunate to have him. Together with him is Sheikh Hisham Kabbani, an eminent scholar who is also President of the Islamic Supreme Council of the United States of America, and who is engaged in Dawah work. Just as a matter of record, both the activities of Sheikh Nazim and Sheikh Hisham has led to the conversion or reversion of Islam of no less than 200,000 brethren in the United States, and continues to do so, alhamdulillah, at the rate of 200 a week. This is an amazing sequence of events. Each and every one of you has no idea how fortunate you are to have in your presence such eminent personality. After Jummah Salah, you will have the opportunity to meet him. He will be here for a short while, but you will take the opportunity after all the programs are completed. And this is just as a matter of information only, so that we don't have to crowd him. As you know, he's been traveling throughout the world on successive occasions, and he needs to be given some space. I therefore call on Sheikh, His Eminence Sheikh Nazim Haqqani, to give us his address.
I may take it. Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. It is a short time, just program for addressing to you the servants of Allah Almighty. Because mostly people, they are occupied with their works. Okay? Yeah. You are hearing?
It's better.
And we are saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna sayyidana Muhammadan abduhu wa habibuhu wa rasuluh sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am witnessing to you yawm al-qiyamah, and you should be witness for me that I am saying kalimatu shahada. May Allah accepting our shahada and keeps it for us, for His divine presence. O people, we are saying first, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Allah protects us from evil and devils. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are mentioning his holy names. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah Almighty just granted 3,000 holy names, 1,000 well known by angels only, one another 1,000 holy names, it is only for prophets, Anbiya alayhim as-salam. And 300 holy names coming through Torah, and 300 coming through Injil, 300 through Zabur, 99 coming through Holy Quran, going to be 2,999, and one is Ism-i-Azam. Ism-i-Azam. Allah Almighty, for the honor of His most honored servant, Sayyidina Muhammad, making 3,000 names through Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And granting to you. And then he's sending my English, or I don't know Zulu language. Yeah. Therefore we must say, for every occasion, in or every step, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. If you like to be Allah with you, you must say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Because Allah Almighty saying, I am with Zakir, who saying my holy names, making zikr, I am with him. Who not making zikr, that means he forgetting me. If my servant forgetting me, I am forgetting him. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. All people, all believers, all Muslims and Muslimas, we must be proud that we have been honored to be from the nation of Sayyidina Muhammad, peace be upon him. Most high honor for whole mankind, even whole Anbiyas were there asking to be from his nation, from his Ummah. We have been granted. Whole Anbiyas, they were asking to be from his nation, an ordinary one person. But Allah Almighty saying, no. Just I granted to you to be prophets, my prophets, to my servants. And just I prepare for my much beloved, most beloved servant, most honored servant, most praised servant, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I just granted some of my servants for himself to be his nation. You are prophets. You have been honored to be prophets. But they have been honored to be from his nation. Only Allah Almighty accepting from Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, ala nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, to come as a sign of Qiyamah to come from heavens on earth and to be one of this Ummah, one person, an ordinary person from Ummah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is our beliefs, Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And Allah asking to make Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah to stand up. No one can stop it. No. That is our beliefs. That Sayyidina Isa should come at the end of this world as a sign of Qiyamah, when Muslims going to be in Dimashq, Sham, Damascus, with Mahdi alayhi salam, when Dajjal coming and surrounding Muslims and asking to finish Muslims, as now whole world trying to finish Muslims. I am saying, don't think that Muslims, it's hummus.
Chickpea,
to put your mouth on. Bulat, it is from iron, you can't eat them. Allah protecting. Allah Almighty sending Islam. And He is protector. No one can take. But whole world working on it, running on it, to make Muslims to finish. Wallahu ghalibun ala amrih. Ya ghaliban ghayra maghlub. Ya ghaliban ghayra maghlub. Ya ghaliban ghayra maghlub. You must call him. Oh our Lord, they are getting so proud with their weapons and we are carrying nothing. We are coming answer. No, they are carrying weapons, you are carrying iman. Which one is more stronger? Young generation that I am looking here, alhamdulillah, mostly they are youngsters, alhamdulillah. That means Allah Almighty asking to renew Islam once again, to stand up and to reach to east and west, from north up to south, not to be any distance of truth, not to be said there, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Should be everywhere to be said, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And everything, every battle will disappear. That is coming now. That is the science as the spring coming, beginning some trees to show their leaves and blooms. That's signing the spring coming. I am looking youngsters, alhamdulillah. You are like blooms for the coming Islam. Islam coming with power coming. Yes, I am 80 years old person, but I am just Allah giving me full energy. I was traveling since 60 years, 1940, up to there, how much it is going to be? I am traveling through east and west. What happened to me, what I saw from so many things, you may write one library books, 100 books. Once I was traveling in Turkey, old Ottoman Empire, that Ottomans were carrying the flag of Islam. Now New Republic taking it away. I am sorry to say, I am from their countries, but I am not with them. No, 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 no. You help mostly Indian Muslims. They donated so much for keeping Maqam al-Khilafah, to keep Amanat al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and flag, his holy flag, but they have been cheated. Then Khilafah thrown away. I was traveling through Turkey and I am coming to a city through Anatolia. So many Sahabas there. They are fighting with Kayseri Rum and with Ahlul Kufr. They are coming fighters. So many. They, the people, Muslims, bringing me to a maqam. One Sahaba, and his maqam was in cemetery. It is written on it, Yayam Baba. I shall say to you now, Yayam Baba. What does it mean? They said to me that this is a famous Sahaba. And after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba Ikram, they were not sitting in holy city to be with Prophet, sitting and thinking only for themselves, for paradise. But they were full with energy. They know that Amanatullah, the lights that Allah Almighty just granted to his Habib, most beloved servant and prophet Sayyidina Muhammad, to be taken to east and west. Okay. If you have lights, you must give who his candle not yet flamed. You must reach to him. And they were reaching. And there was a group of Sahabi Kiram just beginning for jihad on Kufr. And they were mostly running to Constantinople, Istanbul. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had informed through his hadith sharif, لَتُفْتَحَنَّ الْقُسْطَنْطَنِيَّةِ الرُّومِيَّةِ. Famous city that time, yet it is famous. The city of Constantine that he built first after Jesus, 300, 250, this, it was the time that they had that Constantine Kaiser, King Caesar, built that city, and Prophet was saying, my nation is going to conquer that, because it is like a key for three continents. Who is going to be there? They control three big continents. and Islam going to be under that control. Therefore, whole Sahabas, like the waves of Indian Ocean, like this coming. One of armies, they prepare themselves to go from Medina Munawwara to pass that huge desert, to reach Damascus, from Damascus to Homs, to Hama, to Aleppo, to open Anatolia, to reach to city of Constantine, that Prophet giving good tidings. And he said, فَلَنِعْمَ الْأَمِيرُ أَمِيرُهَا وَلَنِعْمَ الْجَيْشُ ذَلِكَ الْجَيْشُ. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam just praised, who is going to conquer that city should be so praised, so beloved ones in divine presence. And their commander also going to be such a famous, most valuable commander in divine presence also. Therefore they were running, but not coming time yet. They are going and coming. This group of Sahaba, at the square of Medina Munawwara, calling for jihad on Kufr, for conquering city of Constantine. And so many Sahaba just gathered there. There was that Yayan Baba. He was hearing that caller announcing that there is Ghazwa, harp on Kufar, and he was asking to go. He is like me and more than me perhaps. And his sons saying, so many sons, all of them like lions, say, oh our father, on behalf of you, we are seven lions. You, on this age, no need to go. You may be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam here. Say, okay, well, we are making this. He's saying, no, I must go. I must go also, he say. And oh, my sons, oh grandsons, oh my brothers, some of you, there, this group of Sahaba and the sons of that old Sahaba, they are saying, we can't be able to keep him here. Therefore, we must move early night and to go. Then morning, he must look where I can't. Come follow us. SubhanAllah al-Aliyyil Azim. Allah Almighty is giving to his servants such a love, such a power. Night, midnight, they are moved. Morning, that Sahaba awakening and praying and asking, when they are moving, they said to him, just move. Huh? What happened? I am here. What I am doing here? Have they left me? I must join to them. I must follow them. And he began from Medina Munawwara, subhanAllah,
on his feet. On his feet. Therefore we are saying Yayam Baba, who is walking on his feet, Piyada. Pakistan Lugat, Urdu. Piyada. Mashat. Walking military, not riding. He walked till he reached to that place. Passing through deserts, Damascus, Homs, Hama, reaching Anatolia and becoming with Kufa. And Sahaba was there fighting, and he reached with them and Yusushhid, becoming Shaheed, called down a Shaheed, and his maqam just now, it is a simple, humble maqam, people coming, going, and giving Fatiha to him. Alhamdulillah. Mu'min himmatul rijal taqla ul iman. Uluwul himmati min al iman. To try to do something for Allah, that is the sign of our faith power. Therefore, O people, don't give your whole power for dunya, but for Allah. I'm looking, time is over. And so many people, they are saying, we locked our shops, Sheikh getting too long from conversation, no need. I don't say. No one knows if we are reaching next Jum'ah. We hope to reach, but no one knows. Therefore, what you are doing, you must say, it is my last worshipping to be with Allah. If you are not thinking that, you are going to be with dunya, not with Allah. May Allah bless you. If we are sitting, I may speak up to evening, then Imam Mevlana carrying me out. It is okay. May Allah bless you. And this is Holy Month, Shaban Muazzam. Rajab passed. Now Shaban Muazzam. For our beloved Nabi Habibullah Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And tonight it is going to be Allahu Alam Laylatul Bara'ah. So honored and blessed night from the beginning of sunset opening, heavens opening and running. Allah Almighty's favors, rahmat, blessings, maghfirat, everything coming up to sunrise. O people, make ghusl, change your clothes, night time be ready in any mosque and pray to Allah to take away from ourselves devils and to give us from his valuable servants, from his awliyas, to send us to take our hands and Islam to stand up. Time is over, Qiyamah approaching. Do much more for Allah, because you have been created for his service, for his divine service. And we are saying, Allah, 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 Aziz Allah, 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 Kareem Allah, 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 Subhanallah. sultan of Sharia, O Allah. Because no sultan now for Sharia. Send us sultan of Islam, sultan of Sharia. Bi hurmati al-habib, Allahumma zid habibaka izzan wa sharafa, wa nuran wa surura, wa ridwana wa sultana. Bi hurmati man anzalta alayhi surat al-fatiha. Coming down.